Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you could do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, this woman says she never should have gone through her hoe phase because that stays on her record like a felony. That's true so long as the man finds out about it. If she meets random men off of Tinder or Hinge, then how will he ever know? This woman is just saying this hoping to get attention and possibly some simps to come to her rescue, saying that they can turn a hoe into a housewife. Maybe her record is really, really bad, so she has to publicly admit it or something. Moving on, some women ask shy males why they took so long to mature. Are you retarded or something? Ray Sean fires back by saying, why do females take so long to get ready? Are you ladies ugly or something? He definitely has a point if you've seen what women look like after they take a shower. Another question I have for the ladies is, why does it take women so long to take accountability? That's a trick question because they never do. And if they do, when they're cornered, they laugh about it and play cutesy. Number three, the price of houses is up 39% since Joe Biden took office. You spent years saving for a down payment, and now you can't keep up with prices. But in California, the illegals that don't even qualify to buy a house are being given zero down mortgages on properties. The Biden-Harris regime has made life unlivable. But to be fair, Trump signed the COVID relief bill and sent out those $600 stimulus checks. He also increased wealth inequality by cutting taxes on the rich. Why do you think that Elon is supporting him so much? Up next, you ever wonder what song she was singing on that mic that made her cry so much? Must have been the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations or something. I'm sure all the simps out there that don't get that joke are thinking to themselves, she must be so sad that she needs a schwing schwang to cry on. Number 5, a white girl in Mykonos, Greece claimed that three Pakistani men raped her. But those guys used video evidence to prove that they were innocent, and that it was consensual. She probably realized everyone would find out about the Pakistani train that ran right through her, and she would be shamed for it. So what better way to gain sympathy and not look like a 304 than to get three innocent men convicted of a crime they didn't commit? Moving on is yet another reason that men aren't getting married. This woman says, welcome to the USA, where women are faithful to another woman's husband and a man in prison, but cheat on a man because he's working too much. The man that works too much, they aren't attracted to him, and know they will cheat on him all along. Him working long hours is just the most convenient excuse. Some men work hard like this so that their wives can eat like this. Number 7, Phyllis Schlafly says that men should stop treating feminists like ladies, and instead treat them like the men they say they want to be. Men are doing that because 50% of women in America between the ages of 18 and 30 are now on antidepressants because they aren't getting enough male attention and they have to struggle to survive. Women treat men disposably. It's good to see that men are starting to return the favor. Up next, would you let her ruin your life? But you can tell this is AI generated not only because of the six fingers, but also because there are a few tattoos missing here. After she's done with you, this is what you'll look like. This man is only 32 years old. One day he'll be able to get together with an artificial woman like this, and she won't ruin his life and leave you looking like this. Number 9, this male feminist is wondering how long he has to agree with women before he gets laid. I'm kind of shocked at this because do you mean to tell me that this is not a lesbian? But seriously, judging by the looks of him, it's going to take a really long time. Bro will probably die virgin. Women don't want to tell him the truth, because then they will lose a friend zone simp, and other male feminists don't want to say anything either because they don't want to wreck their impossible chances with female feminists. Moving on, this woman is 5'2", 180 pounds, and recently divorced. Describe her in one word. Is it desperate? How about Leftover or perhaps Chubster? The average American woman used to weigh 138 pounds in 1990. Now she weighs 173, or 35 pounds more. She's not a single mom and she's relatively young, so she can still find a good man if she drops 40 to 50 pounds. Right now her BMI is 33. That's considered obese. Number 11, spicy film star Billy Beaver complains that men don't want to date her. Gee, I wonder why. Why would they when all they have to do is go online for free to see her without her clothing on? Of course, we all know this is nothing more than a thinly veiled ad for her content. She wants people to feel as though she's the victim and then support her by paying for her Lonely Fools page. There's a never-ending stream of simps out there ready to date her. Don't be fooled. Up next, a divorced woman demands a refund for her wedding photographer 4 years later, saying that since they divorced, she doesn't need the wedding photos anymore. Well, if he gives her back the money, does that mean she's going to return all of the wedding gifts, including the cash? Before this world went woke, any lawyer would actually laugh her out of the room if she tried suing him. But in today's world, he should be prepared to lose in court. I wonder if the photographer's name is Costco. In other news, I sold my car, so I want all the car payments back. Number 13, in 2003, Dublin was one of the safest countries in the world. 20 years later, it's one of the top 10 most dangerous cities in Europe. What do you expect when you let all the pack lads in? But when your country is run by liberal retards that can't learn from history, what do you expect is going to happen? The rainbow in this image is also a nice touch. Moving on, Lana Del Rey is dating Jeremy Dufresne, an alligator hunter and tour guide in Louisiana. It's probably an exciting relationship for her because she knows that if she steps out of line, he's going to be feeding her to those gators. Apparently, she even hid her identity from him when she met him and did the swamp tour. I thought she was way too young for him, but she's 40. So all the women out there crying about all the older men taking younger women will end up rejoicing. Number 15, this woman is smart, saying that her requirements for a man to date her is that he must make at least $45,000 a year and drive a Honda. This is like those people that list their homes or eBay auctions at $1 knowing that they will actually start a bidding war. She forgot to mention that she will be dating 10 men at the same time. I guarantee you she has an OnlyFools account, and once again this is yet another ad. Up next, weak men are more likely to be socialists according to a study. Also, this is quite accurate from the lamestream media. The new spelling of socialist according to the Webster's Dictionary should be socialist. Are you telling me that soy doesn't make you strong? Also, let's not forget that weak men also want free money from the government. Weak men are also thinking like women because most weren't raised by fathers. Number 17, this woman is asked what's the pettiest thing you ever took from an ex, and she says their daughter. Because she knows her ex loves her, and now he's sad that he doesn't get to spend any time with her. He enjoyed her company. Remember that women can't deal with seeing a man happy, and they do whatever they can to make him unhappy. She also doesn't care how harmful depriving her daughter of her father is. All she cares about is her own vindictiveness. Moving on, someone put this Make Boys Cry shirt on sale at the mall. But imagine if someone put a shirt up that said, Make Girls Cry on it. It would be better if it said, Make Girls Make Sandwiches. That would probably make them even more angry. And just so you know, Ragstone is the name of the store, so you know to avoid it. This store is in the Flatiron Crossing Mall in Broomfield, Colorado. Of course, it would be in a blue state. Number 19 is a pregnant Margot Robbie. Please tell me she doesn't want attention while posing like that. Of course she does, because attention is like a drug for women. 13 million people have seen this on X, so I'm sure she's pretty happy about that. Well, at least we now know for sure that she's not a man, unlike Michelle Obama. Can't she just show us at least one pregnancy picture by now? Up next, Paris Jackson says she considers herself black because growing up, her adopted father, Michael Jackson, told her that she was. In a way, it's true because she's probably blacker than he was. If her smoke alarm chirps and she doesn't hear it, then I believe her. If she considers herself black, does that also mean that she's allowed to use the N-word? Maybe she can do a reverse Michael Jackson and start darkening her skin. Number 21, this one says that most modern women have nothing to offer men except sex. This is one of the main reasons men are going their own way. The average modern woman is promiscuous, entitled, lazy, and overweight. This describes my ex, and I don't want to settle for that. So I went my own way looking for something better, but all I found was even worse. This is also another reason that guys are becoming passport bros. Moving on, speaking of going your own way, look how happy Ben Affleck looks, since the announcement of his divorce from J-Lo. You can really see the pain in his eyes in the photo below. Well, when the problem leaves, the joy will come. He also looks like a cleaned-up Hunter Biden at first glance. He no longer looks like his soul is roasting in hell while his body is still somehow alive. Number 23, this woman remembers joining the Black Lives Matter march when George Floyd died, and then the same people she marched with vandalized her house that night. This is the left predictably eating their own. It kind of reminds me of this one where this woman is on the side of defunding the police to help black people, and then as a result she gets assaulted. I have zero sympathy for people that actively protest for their own annihilation. Up next, where do you take her on a first date? How about a padded room while dressing her in a straitjacket? But that might be dangerous because she looks like she ate her last two dates. But whatever you do, make sure you take her to a place that has double doors so she fits. Like an all-you-can-eat buffet. Where else? Also, to whoever is making the sandwiches, please stop. Number 25 and the last one, I know the thumbnail asks, which one of these two is a man, but the truth is neither. I just needed a way to get your attention for this video. But seriously, a tan Japanese girl I thought was impossible unless, of course, it's a spray-on tan. I like how Gyaru means a young woman in her late teens, early 20s in Japanese. And adding girl at the end of that is just overkill. But like Goth in North America, Gyaru is also a subculture in Japan. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.